Now, more of the ITD Morning After. Live from the Casino Queen Studios, here's McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on Team 1380.
Come on, Lensman.
We're back on the air. Quit yelling at Doug. It's inappropriate. Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.
Doug's freaking a little bit over there.
You guys get tight with your TV stuff. Let's get right to it here in this segment. We are relatively short on time, but I wanted to make sure that we welcomed Charlie Downs of Emo's, who is in studio. Big day for Emo's. If you are looking for lunch or dinner place to go, make sure that you go to Emo's, and Charlie is in from Emo's to tell us why. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning to you all. First, thanks for having us. It's very kind. I represent our 94 franchisees, and today we're going to give 10% of all of our proceeds, lunch and dinner, to the Variety Club, of which, again, all that stays here in St. Louis to help children.
And that is 10% of all proceeds today from Emo's Pizza's locations all throughout the St. Louis area, a St. Louis tradition. That's for sure. Simply order a pizza from a participating Emo's franchise, and Emo's will donate 10% of all those purchases from the day to Variety. Every dollar raised in the region stays in the region. You can find out more about Emo's for Kids Day or Variety Week. Visit www.varietystl.org or call Variety at 314-453-0453. You guys brought in two big pizzas for us.
Yeah, I hope you all enjoy it.
Them all over that.
Yeah, again, thanks for having us.
Thank you for doing that. There's probably some good radio shows that could use a little pizza, too. I think you might have made a mistake on here.
Absolutely not.
We've been talking alligators and berets all morning.
And also wiffle ball. Don't forget.
And just so you, again, one more little fact. We've raised over $600,000 in 10 years for the Variety Club, and we're shooting for lofty goals this year. So, anyway, again, thanks very much for having us.
Our pleasure. That's Charlie Downs of Emo's. Once again, today, when you're thinking about where to go for lunch or for dinner, make sure that you choose Emo's for one of your two meals, because they're going to donate 10% of all purchases from the day to Variety, and they've raised more than $600,000 in the years they've been doing this. It's Emo's for Kids Day 2008.
Thanks,
make
Charlie.
Sure you get on board. Charlie, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for the time.
Thank you again.
That is Emo's for Kids Day 2008, and that's Charlie Downs of Emo's coming into studio. Thank you very
nice
much.
Meeting.
Very nice to meet you, sir. Appreciate it. We have the Ticket Guys email of the day to do here on the radio program, giving away two tickets to the NHRA O'Reilly Midwest Nationals May 2nd through the 4th at Gateway International Raceway. For tickets, call 866-35-SPEED or go to gatewayraceway.com. And a table for four, VIP table tomorrow at the Skybox from 5 to 7, the InsideSTL.com happy hour. $5 for a pound of wings. Drink specials galore. I think they're having half off on beer and all that stuff. And New Amsterdam is a sponsor of it. And then also we're giving away Cardinals-Cubs tickets, giving away foursome at Fox Run at Eagle Springs, and then also tickets to the Poison concert. That's all for your email of the day prize today. Producer Joe, we're going to need you in here as our third voter because Doug had to bolt for television responsibility. Hey, the cat, remember at the old place?
Yeah.
So many great memories. When somebody would bring in food, the vultures would immediately strike. Do we have that here?
No.
Are the pizzas being eaten already?
No, we're in good shape.
We're in good shape.
Yep, I put the pizzas back there in the kitchen area, and nobody has touched one yet.
It used to be people would bring food in for us, and by the time we got to it, it was gone.
Martin picked over
by the vulture.
You wouldn't be able to see it for the most part because your back was to the window.
And because I can't see over anything.
No, that's fine. Martin would just sit there and laugh and laugh and laugh as here comes the hurried masses. Holy goodness.
8 o'clock in the morning. Don't you people have homes?
Oh, well.
Or kitchens.
My God. Doug, you're absolutely right about the lady discovering an 8-foot alligator in her kitchen. There was, however, part of the story that you failed to mention. Apparently, the woman's domesticated pet was a honey badger. I didn't see that.
That's a fight brewing right there.
Needless to say, once the alligator came face to face with the badass badger, it immediately hightailed it out the sliding glass door. Then the honey badger went back to lifting weights and banging his bitches two at a time. Just a follow-up, Ryan B.
Not bad.
Corey.
Doug went on a website and debunk the fact that running serpentine to get away from a chasing alligator is the right move. This website says you just run away from it. You don't have to run in a zigzag.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's dangerous to write.
It was like falsehoods.com or something. It wasn't even a legitimate website.
Guys, I've decided the Cardinals' redneck bullpen should refer to the cat by a different name, taking their assumed love of Ted Nugent. They should now always refer to Mr. Hayes as Jimmy Cat Scratch Fever Hayes. The added irony is that Jim's co-host is the true ladies' man of sports journalism, the Vaughn, who definitely increased his manhood with his on-air play for Joan Rivers. Corey G., where did Doug and his thing for Joan Rivers come from?
He said she's a good-looking woman. What?
Why is Doug on this snarky kick? He's got a new pet peeve every day, getting belligerent with guests and hosts and emailers alike, telling everybody what's possible and what's not. Are you okay, Dougie? Everything okay at home? Have you missed an appointment at Berman Chiropractic? Bring back the happy Dougie. Give Dougie wingy wingy. Brian in South City.
I like it.
Ryan B. writes in, guys, did Jeff Perlman...
Combine Perlman.
Berman Chiropractic and Perlman. Did Jeff Perlman just imply that Will Clark is a racist? Wow, that's a pretty heavy assertion, and Perlman should watch what he says. To simply label someone like that is a pretty reckless move, and he needs to be more responsible before he soils an innocent person's image. Thanks, the Reverend Jackson and Al Sharpton. Ryan B. Hey guys, I know how Quinn Snyder felt at Mizzou. I too have gotten burnt out on something that I'm not very good at. Sincerely, Alex Barron. Getting sniped.
Poor Alex Barron.
Who was He's a first-round draft pick that can't get down the false start problems.
You mean the count? Hey, we're going to go on two here. Whoop! There I go. Oh, who was that?
God, that was
Ali Malone. I saw him in the mall. Said hi to him.
KG and O'Toole.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
Saw him at the mall, man.
Was Tavares with him?
I just saw him. He was there with his girlfriend, wife, shopping. I was there with my wife.
He had both.
Both of us miserable, and we both gave each other the look. Hey, all right.
Guys, I know you guys have had some horrible shows in the past, but when you talk worst show ever, today has to be in the conversation. Thanks. Dan B. has written in this morning. Dan Soko. Gentlemen, love the show. Timmy, you need to go to either Target or Walmart and get single wiffle balls. You can go to Deerberg's, and they should have them as well. Wiffle ball is not a one-on-one sport. In fact, in my 6 years at Providence College, no, I was not there becoming a doctor slash pharmacist, they had intramural wiffle ball. It was played in the basketball courts in our multi-purpose gym, and we had a wood board with a strike zone cut out of it. One pitcher, one outfielder, and one catcher per side. It was huge! I think you should be able to find the schematics online for the strike zone when you want to just decimate Bella at the plate. Enjoy, Ryan C. in Fenton. Hey guys, it sounds like you would be interested in reading my new book, It Takes a Whole Village to Play Waffle Ball. Thanks, Hillrod. The rat in Bloomsdale is struck at 9:57. Hey guys, leave Tim alone. If anyone knows about a sport slash activity that isn't sponsored by a high school, it's him. While all his buddies were busy playing for the U-High's football, basketball, and baseball teams, Tim was at home playing wiffle ball, Dungeons & Dragons, and having tea parties. So can we just agree to let Tim talk about the Nancy Boys stuff and leave the real sports to Doug? Thanks, KG and O-Town. That is insulting. I played for the sophomore baseball team at St. Louis U-High.
Pretty good. When you were a senior?
Sophomore ass. Hey guys, love the show. What an email of the day prize. Not only some good old racing, but a table for four at Skybox. Does this all-inclusive table include Wingy Wingy and Drinky Drinky? And why, yes it does. If so, this is the greatest email of the day prize to date. The only thing to make it better would be Dougie Dougie, Jimmy Jimmy, and Timmy Timmy feeding Wingy Wingy and serving Drinky Drinky till we're all S-E-S-E. Jimmy J. Bullock. Oh, to make my wildest dreams come true, what a night this would be. Matt in Earth City. Guys, first of all, I love the show. Unfortunately, I'm a little down today. I was strolling on my lawn just along my privacy fence when I fell and shattered my ankle.
Aww.
Apparently, some child had hit a wiffle ball into my yard and just left it there. What kind of self-centered moron would just leave their children's toys on someone else's lawn? Thanks, Tim's neighbor.
Maybe there's litigation coming.
I could mitigate some damages after that wiffle ball. This is from D-Berry. Once again, it's a visual email, and until we're put on broadcast, it might not work. But he designed producer Joe in prison with lipstick and earrings, and dear God, it is horrifying. It's, I guess if that's some email, if you forward that to my email account, I'll put it up on Inside STL. Oh, my word. That is D-Bear bringing it once again, which is worthy of email.
What
of
would it cost to make a billboard out of that and put it somewhere where everyone can see it and enjoy it? If we all kicked in $100, could we get it for a couple of weeks?
$7-$8, I would think.
That would be great.
Guys, it went relatively unnoticed, but so maybe I shouldn't mention it, but at 8:51 this morning, Doug Vaughn did say that Joan Rivers looks, quote, pretty good. Then about 4 minutes later, sang a Woolite jingle. I'm just saying. Jacob Meter. Very nice. Jared Meyer writing in. I am furious that my marital vows... Guys, I must say it's unbelievable that your Tina Turner playing, Ween Peaking, WWE covering, fondue discussing show has beaten us out in the ratings. We used to be the hackiest show on radio, but you have clearly taken over as the hack champions. Kat, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Tim and his female voice will be the end of us. How can a guy who plays pocket pool while at an Edmonds pool party beat us in the ratings? Unbelievable. The only plausible explanation is the Vaughn's radio brilliance. Sincerely, Nick and the Badger.
Yeah, this was awful today.
You have a mass remix.
I enjoyed it, but it was a big waste of time for the listener, I assume.
As opposed to any other day?
There's a new email address that we're getting emails sent to us from, and it's wingywingy11@yahoo.com. Does that mean that there were 10 previous ones? So this guy had to get 11? Ah, I'm wingy-wingy. Oh, wingy-wingy-1 is not available. Wingy-wingy-11 is available.
But maybe it's wingy-wingy-1-1.
The title of the email is Email of the Day. Hillerod want wingy-wingy. Thanks, wingy-wingy. Jeff in the Westplex writes, The Mythbusters are correct. Those plastic plates... I had a little lisp attack there. Jared Meyer might be right. Those plastic plates over your license plate will not prevent a camera ticket. Here are some other myths that have been debunked. Two gentlemen that film a show in San Francisco are bald and wear earrings and berets are fans of the Saturday soccer show. Charles Davis can talk for hours at a time and say nothing. There is, in fact, a course at and an accredited college called Reading. Rudy got his CNN shirt from Joe Strauss. The Brewers are overrated. If you talk about grab ass for 3 hours in the morning, people will listen. Thanks. Jeff in the Westplex with a picture of the Mythbusters guys saying we love the Saturday soccer show. Ben Boyd, who writes the synopsis for InsideSTL.com of this radio program, writes, I got a red light ticket in L.A. last summer, a rental car, and the rental car company charged my credit card before I even knew they were accusing me. How about that, Benny Boyd? Mike in South City writes, hey, Doug, you are correct, sir. The pitcher not catching a pop-up is ridiculous. Sincerely, the NFL quarterback having someone catch the ball for him while he warms up. Mike in South City.
Nice.
War St. Louis sports stations at least mentioning that there were two Game 7s in the NHL last night. Big win for the Sharks and the Flyers. There you go. Dear the Cat, I've got a great idea, and I will be glad to split the profits with you. 70 me, 30 you. Pottery bobbleheads. And let me have the honor of ordering the very first one. Please make me a Doug Vaughn bobblehead with plenty of your special glaze. I would like him to be wearing a Speedo, holding a medieval sword, and wearing a beret. And in the interest of authenticity, you might want to purchase a bodybuilder's magazine to point you in the right direction when sculpting the upper body of Mr. Vaughn. We're going to be very wealthy, the Cat. I'll be waiting by the mailbox. Pete in Fenton.
If it can be done in clay, I can do it.
And finally, was heard on nice piece of hitting was heard on FSN for Skip's base hit up the middle in the 11th inning. For some reason, after hearing that phrase, I immediately thought of this show. Rodney Polston writing it. And that's what we have for the Ticket Guys email of the day. What do you got?
I like Brian in South City. I like Mike in South City. But I'm going Jeff in the Westplex, I believe, for his Mythbusters
email. I am going to actually go with Brian in South City. I thought he was strongest.
I'm going to go with Jeff in the Westplex.
Jeff in the Westplex is going to the happy hour tomorrow. And he's going to Gateway. Jeff, congratulations. You got a VIP table for four. All your booze, all your food, all the broads included tomorrow. At the Skybox.
And Wingy Wingy.
And, of course, Wingy Wingy. For Ben Boyd, Iggy, Producer Joe, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, and Charlie Downs, who was kind enough to come in from Emo's in the final segment for the Variety charity benefit they have today. Make sure you buy some pizzas from Emo's. 10% of the proceeds will go to Variety. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.